Chapter 11. Cannibals. At the beginning of my 13th year on the island, I saw something worse than the footprint. This time, I knew it wasn't my imagination. On the beach, I found human skulls and parts of arms and legs near ashes from a fire. "Cannibals were here," I said in horror. "They ate these people." I was terrified. "Where are the cannibals from, and why do they come here?" I asked myself. "They will kill me." As I quickly walked away, I began to talk to myself more calmly. "I know this island very well. I can protect myself. I'm sure they don't know I'm living here, but I must be very careful." I changed the way I lived. I didn't go in my boat because I didn't want to meet the cannibals on the water. I didn't use my gun often because I didn't want them to hear it. At least once a day, I went to the top of the hill near my cave and looked at the shore. For 4 years, I saw no more signs of cannibals. Then, in my 17th year on the island, I saw them for the first time. 9 cannibals dancing around a fire on the beach. Soon they sat down and talked, laughed, and ate. Then they left in 2 canoes. I went down to the beach and saw more human bones. I was frightened and also very angry. "They're worse than animals," I cried. "The next time they come, I will shoot them all."